I am ready when you are.
Well, what kind of challenge is it going in this game to not have your best quarterback?
It's never a good thing, you know, but the guys that have been here and have developed here have done a fine job, so they'll get a chance to go out and compete. You never want it to happen, though, obviously. You'd like to have Joe out there playing, but that's the way it is, so we'll be okay. You know, we'll be all right. It's a challenge for anybody to play against their skill people. Their skill people are very good. They've done a nice job, you know, and they've done a nice job against us, so we're going to have to step up and play better than we have. Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, he made big plays, no doubt about it.
A great job on him other than those two plays?
Joe's done a pretty good job against everybody, but, you know, you can never eliminate the play, you know, the one play. And the one play, no matter where it is, I mean, it could be the first play or the 78th play, no matter, they're all critical in the course of the game. Definitely, as you well know, very, very, very talented receiver. Size, speed, you know, he's got really good hands, and they target him. So the ball is going to go to him.
How well the young linebackers played last week? Do you envision using more of a rotation now with Scott being back in the fold?
We'll see how it works through the week, you know, how Scott feels as the week goes on and how he holds up, because he hasn't obviously practiced much or played in a while. The young guys played well, you know, and they played like we would hope they would play. They played hard and fast, and they had fun. You know, we made enough errors to lose, but they really played hard and performed and were productive. You know, were very productive for us.
What are the couple of the attributes of Fort and Robertson? What are some of the things when you think of those two guys that makes them play?
The first two things that I would think of would be, number one, toughness. They're both tough guys, very competitive, very physical, and they're fast. They both can run. They're athletic guys, and we really like that about them. Obviously, those are two qualities that you're looking for in a football player, for sure. And, you know, to this point, they've been great teammates. So they fit right in with us. Hopefully, they'll just continue to improve and get better. If they're not starters on the field, they're the kind of guys that can be quality performers on special teams, so they really do a nice job for your entire football team.
Does their fastness, their speed show up more, have a bigger impact in your run defense or your pass defense?
I would say over time it would be both. You know, they're quick and fast. That in the run game, they can get to people. You know, they can get to people and overcome some things that maybe obviously than a slower player could, you know, could. They can get to more players, clearly. So I would say in both areas they should help us.
Is EJ Moore's performance a sign to you that he's ready to break through into a new level of play for him?
He's played, he's very into it. You know, he's very into it. I think he's more familiar with the scheme. I believe he gets more familiar every day. He's talking more on the field. Making more calls, so you know, these are all good signs. And his toughness, nobody's ever questioned his toughness. You know, he plays really hard. He like those, well, I guess like most of our guys, he's a very competitive guy. He likes to play.
From the guy calling the defensive signals, not having Joe there, does that limit your ability to blitz as much because you don't have maybe one guy you can match up man to man?
No, I'm going to say no, and we're not a – I mean, we like to think we pressure enough, but we're not a huge blitz team, you know. We're certainly not a huge all-out blitz team. But it wouldn't affect the way we call a game.
Can you talk about covering Gresham? Because now you have – I don't get four down here like you did a tight end or Fajita. You know, how do you
– right.
The one guy has experience, the other guy is faster. So how do you play those things?
You know, whoever we have out there, they're gonna have their hands full. Sometimes we put a safety on him. Sometimes we have the coverage linebacker on him, particularly in nickel situations. And whoever is on him, he's a handful. Very, very talented football player. He's got speed down the field. He's got really good hands. You know, he's a big target, so he can screen you with his body and catch the ball. It's tough. And an accurate quarterback. It's a good combination for them, a bad combination for defenses, you know.
When Sheldon Brown went down in the Eagles game, you
elected to keep Patterson in his role as a nickelback in addition to the outside role, taking over for Sheldon Brown, pretty much. Is that correct?
Right.
Well, is it a debate this week as to what to do with him?
We have a number of options with Dimitri. So there is a debate, you know. We'll just have to see how the week works itself out and where he ends up playing the most, because we know we're going to see a lot of three wide receivers groups from them. You know, that's how they play. That's how the whole league plays now.
Kind of a huge challenge to both the entire game, isn't it?
To move from outside to inside, it's different. There's no doubt about that. He's played a lot more inside for us than he has played outside.
Role during an injury during a game, but going into a game and game planning, doesn't that create a lot of challenges for him?
I wouldn't say it does necessarily, because your sub package is different than your base. You know, so if he's out there on the edge in a base package, but he moves inside, he's very familiar with the inside, and it's been a long time, but I've played in the secondary, you know, and you categorize things for yourself, and I would think he does too. I wouldn't think it would be that difficult for him to do that. Whether we will or not, you know, we have to wait and see.
Can you talk a little bit about the differences, the skill set between
Dimitri and Buster's screen, and how it relates to, you know, the kind of defensive back that might be most effective against A.J. Green?
You know, anybody that plays on A.J. Green is going to have a challenge on any team, I think, in the league. He's really good. I mean, the guy's really good. So I can talk about Buster and Dimitri and their skills, but, whoever plays on that guy's struggle. But both of those guys, they're extremely competitive guys. They're tenacious players. They'll battle you on every down. It's going to be a challenge for them. They'll challenge whoever they're on. I'm not sure it's going to matter to them who they're on. They'll certainly know when they're on A.J. Green, but they would play anybody the same way they're going to try to play him. You know, that's just their natures, those two guys in particular, how they play. They only know one play, and they only know one way, and we kind of like that way. You know, we like how they play.
Have you seen a major change?
I believe he's more confident. You know, he said he's a lot more comfortable on a number of occasions. He certainly understands game day situations. You know, of course, he always did going in, but he's had a year's worth of experience dealing with all the issues that can happen. And as we know in sport and in football, there are always going to be things that surprise you. No matter how much preparation you do, probably as a player and as a coach, something's going to come up at some time. And generally, it almost comes up weekly that it's a unique situation, you know, which kind of makes it fun but makes it a great challenge.
Since you went through it, how tough is that, just that first year as an NFL head coach?
You're just really happy you're a coach, you know. I don't know how tough it is. It's really fun, you know.
Do you players, you brought it up earlier about being a former defensive back. You've been out of the league for a while. Do your players ever ask you about your playing career, and do you ever relate directly when you're talking to the guys in the secondary about things?
No.
No.
They don't ask. Probably not. No. No.
I know you've called a game from the field and from the booth.
Right.
Since Sunday was the first game of this year, was there a moment in the game where you looked and said, "That's more like it," since you did it from the field last year?
I don't think I understand the question.
Was there a moment in the game Sunday where you assured yourself, "I'm better up here in the booth"?
No, there never was. I don't know that I've ever called a game where I felt like like I called a great game. You know, you make calls. Some of them turn out really good. Some of them turn out bad. Some of them are bad. You know, you make them at the wrong time and things happen. And a lot of the time, the players will make your call good or bad. They play it into something good. So I've never really felt after game why I really, you know, I did a great job today. It's fun. You got a much better view, and you can definitely see substitution. You know, you can see patterns better up there, but you sure miss being on the field too. You know, down there where the action is.
I think the reason I asked you before was the players in talking to players about you. The one thing they say is you communicate extremely well with them. Maybe some of them don't know that. Does that come from playing, or just being able to communicate?
I don't think so. I've certainly thought about it. You know, I always felt from the day I started coaching, I always thought it was an advantage. It was an advantage to play on day one. Maybe. You know, maybe. I don't, because you don't know, all the players don't think alike. But they know you played. You know, they know you were out there on the field. So you can relate to them a little bit, and they can kind of relate to that. And then after that, I just thought, you better know what you're doing. You know, and you, because they'll find you out fast. You know, they just, like, probably like anything, you know, they'll know. They know.
You mentioned about you're not a big blitz team. I'm just curious about how often did you blitz? What percentage would you say against
Philadelphia? I don't know. You know, we'd like to. I think enough. You know, you'd like to be. I don't know what you'd like to be. It depends on how the game goes, but I think you got to pressure enough to try to keep them a little bit up.
Game, I mean,
yeah.
Well, I mean, 30-50 or, you know, like half the plays.
Percentage of the time?
Yeah.
It definitely wasn't 50, no.